SBS Radio. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. As you heard in the news, Israel's most famous author, Amos Oz, dies at 79. Award-winning writer achieved international recognition for such novels as The Tale of Love and Darkness and Black Box. And his daughter mourned him as a wonderful family man, an author, a man of peace and moderation. Amos Oz is Israel's most successful and internationally recognized author. And he died on Friday at the age of 79 after a battle with cancer. He's survived by his wife Nili and three children, Fania, Galia and Danielle. Oz's book have been translated into more than 40 languages, including Russian, and Oz won dozens of literary prizes in Israel and abroad, including the very prestigious Israel Prize, the Bialik Prize, and the Goethe Prize, considered the second most important prize after the Nobel Prize for Literature. Very recently, in 2018, he won the Tolstoy Prize, one of Russia's most prestigious literary prizes, for his novel that is written in 2016, Judas. In recent years, Oz has been considered as one of the pillars of Israeli literature, culture and society, and as a leading candidate for the Nobel Prize. Oz is considered one of Israel's leading writers from the second decade of its establishment until his final days. He was among the writers who began to work in Israel's early years and who formed the basis of modern Hebrew literature. His numerous books were well received by readers and critics alike. He began publishing in the 1960s, dealing with the history of Israel from the days of the Yishuv, which is the pre-state, the Jewish settlement, the establishment of the state, and key historical events throughout its existence. Oz is the author of classics such as the highly acclaimed autobiographical novel. And if you didn't read this novel, A Tale of Love and Darkness, I highly recommend it. It's in English. And it was written it in 2002. Very, very interesting. It's also was a movie. And popular works such as Michael Shelley in Hebrew, which is My Michael, is written it in 1968 and Black Box in 1987. His books are compulsory reading, by the way, in Israeli high schools for matriculation in literature. And throughout his life, Oz never hesitated to make public his progressive views on political and social issues. First and foremost, his concern about a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict becoming more distant. Over the years, he became one of the figures most identified with the Zionist left in Israel. And he's quoted as saying, "I've been called a traitor many times in my life. I think I'm in wonderful company. History is full of people, men and women, who happened to be ahead of their time and were accused of treason by some of their contemporaries." In the same interview, he added that criticism of the state of Israel is legitimate. But he qualified it saying, if anyone says there should be no Israel, then this is anti-Zionism becomes anti-Semitism. Oz was born as Amos Klausner in May 1939 in Jerusalem, the son of literary scholar Yehuda Arye Klausner and Fania Musman. His uncle Joseph Klausner was a scholar of literature and history. And following his mother's death when he was 12, Oz spent his youth in Kibbutz Hulda in the midst of an adoptive family, the family of Tel Aviv Mayor Ron Huldai. And the landscape of his childhood in Jerusalem and the kibbutz often served as background and source of inspiration for his future works, primarily A Tale of Love and Darkness, which tells the story of his family, and actually, by the way, the history of pre-independence, pre-48. And after completing his military service in the Nahal Brigade, Oz achieved a BA in Literature and Philosophy at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, after which he studied for a master's degree in philosophy at the University of Oxford. And in 1986, he left the kibbutz with his wife and three children and moved to Arad. Arad is in the south of Israel. In his final years, Oz lived in Tel Aviv. And Israeli President Reuven Rivlin and his wife Nechama expressed their sorrow of Oz's death. They say, a story of love and light, and now great darkness. Sadness descends upon us as the Shabbat begins. A literary giant, the glory of our creations, a spiritual titan, rest in peace, our dear Amos. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu echoed Rivlin and his wife's sentiments, saying, Amos Oz was one of the States of Israel's greatest writers. He contributed to the renewal of Hebrew literature, through which he expressed his talent and emotion, an important aspect of Israeli experience. Or Israeli experiences. Despite the fact we did not always see eye to eye, that's what Netanyahu said, I deeply appreciate his contribution to the Hebrew language and literature. His words and his writing will continue to accompany us for many years to come. May his memory be a blessing, Netanyahu said. And the renowned author, close friend, writer, A.B. Yehoshua, or Aleph Bet Yehoshua, said, I just left the hospital after saying goodbye to him. Our 60-year-old friendship was profound and genuine, and throughout the years, Amos voiced his opinion and thought, but not because he thought to be against something, but since this was the truth, it was his truth. He was an honest man and a great author. He was a good friend and one of the greatest men Israel has seen. Amos Oz died, as I said, on Friday at the age of 79 after a battle with cancer.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.